The sobering sound of bagpipers performing the Marines' hymn filled the streets outside Holy Cross Church as the hearse arrived Monday morning in the same East Forest Park neighborhood Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan grew up in. Perhaps more moving was the respectful silence of the hundreds of people lining the street while Marines brought one of their own home. Inside the church, family, friends, and members of the armed forces celebrated Sullivan's life in a private ceremony. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Richard Neal, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito joined them. Springfield's Roman Catholic Bishop Mitchell Rosansky offered the homily in the church where Sullivan served as an altar boy.
When we look at the Marines and we look at all that they do, a lot of their values are so close to our Catholic values. Their selflessness, the sacrifice that they make in their lives, in serving all over the world. They're looking out for their brothers and sisters, and the way that they try to bring peace to the most troubled areas. Really, I wanted to get that into the homily, to speak about Tommy and his life, and about all of those who serve in our armed forces to whom we are most grateful, and especially praying for the families of those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives.
Outside, people young and old held American flags
to honor our military.
Maureen O'Donnell says she lives down the street and knows the Sullivan family.
Yes, we will find strength, and the family will find strength to keep on going, too.
On the church's front lawn, Patriot Guard riders clad in leather vests, some with veteran insignia, stood next to one another, separated by American flags.
Oh, I know why the riders turned out. Patriot Guard stands for veterans that pass. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a KIA, whether it's a situation like the gunny was in, or it could be a 90-year-old veteran from World War II.
Rick Prater is a ride captain and says about 200 riders took part in the mission.
You don't have to have a motorcycle. You don't have to be a veteran to join. You simply have to have one thing, and that's respect for the veterans and a willingness to stand out in the heat and the sun and the cold and hold a flag and stand the line.
Bishop Rosansky says the day reminded people of the hero Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan is.
The crowds that were inside of the church and those who have lined the streets of Springfield and who were there to support the family show how deeply Tommy's life and the lives of those of our armed forces touch the hearts of our people in all that they do. And I'm very proud of the people of Springfield for the way in which they've turned out to show support for Tommy, for his family, and indeed for all of those who serve in our armed forces.
Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan was one of five service members killed in an attack on a Naval Reserve Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The shooter was killed by police. Alan Stratton stood on a street corner opposite Holy Cross Church, holding an American flag you would typically see hanging off a front porch with a perched eagle on top of the flagpole. He says his sons went to Cathedral High School with Sullivan. He stayed on the street corner until the hearse and Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan's family and friends drove off.
To show respect for Gunnery Sullivan, his family, and the family of all military, to show that their sacrifice is worth it.
Escorted by hundreds of Patriot Guard riders, Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan was laid to rest during a private ceremony at the Massachusetts Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Agawam. Motorcycles lined both sides of the road leading to the entrance, where an Agawam Fire Department ladder truck flew an American flag. Patriot Guard riders held American flags as cars carrying loved ones and service members left the cemetery. Across the street, an older man in a red USMC shirt stood by himself in solitary tribute. He wore white gloves and in one hand held a flagpole flying the American and Marine Corps flags. Now living in Vermont, he said he is originally from central Massachusetts and served in the Marine Corps. He said he was honoring the sacrifice of a fallen Marine and his family. Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan was awarded two Purple Hearts. He completed two tours in Iraq. A sign at the entrance of the Massachusetts Veterans Memorial Cemetery reads, "The price of freedom is visible here." It was seen by so many on a day when the sacrifice of Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan was honored by his hometown. For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.